Good afternoon and welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I was having, separation anxiety. I haven't been here since Thursday to talk to you guys, and separation anxiety, we don't want that, do we? Well, I'm here, so now you can be at peace, and we'll see what is really happening in the world. I ended up the program last week with monumental personality defects of certain individuals in the world, and also monumental personality disorder. We do have in the government in the United States of America, and many of the governments of the world, those in power, monumental personality disorders. They have no mental stability, no mental sanity. They don't have steadiness of mind, soundness of mind. They have no integrity. They have very few strengths. They have a multitude of weaknesses. And they are in positions of authority and power by the unseen hand, by the global network of evil. So, monumental personality disorders. Do you think that Justin Castro, what's his name of Canada? His name skipped my mind. I was trying to remember Castro and Justin Trudeau. Is there any soundness of mind with him? No. No, he was controllable from the time he was a child. And Boris Johnson, is there any mental stability with him? No, he was controllable from the time he was a child. How about Joe Biden's daughter and Joe Biden's son? Is there any personality disorders with them? And here's the thing that the nations of the world are viewing here as they watch the news of the that comes out of the United States of America. They are totally aware of the insanity of this government, the insanity of the government going back 100 years, but really in the last 20 years. They realize that we are really a government as a nation also, I would say, not just as a government. But let's look at the monumental personality disorder. With the segment, a certain segment of the United States of America, I don't need to tell you who has a mental disorder. But millions of people in this country, millions and millions definitely have personality disorders. So I begin with that. I'm going to take you back to Thursday, and I'll take you back to Friday. And the reason I need to go back to Friday is because we in this country really don't follow the news. And Iran proposed that there should be a single trade currency between the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. This is international news. Having recently joined the Eurasian Spanning Shanghai Cooperation Organization, or the Shanghai Pact, Iran has proposed that the group's nine member states introduce a new common currency to facilitate trade. The proposal followed an effort that began in September of 2001 to gradually transition to mutual settlements in national currencies as part of the developing SCO members' financial cooperation as a bulwark against United States sanctions. By extending local currency settlements, SCO countries would lower the risk of being punished by the United States via financial means, such as freezing U.S. dollar assets involved in the SCO country trade. So the bloc's nine members, Iran, China, Russia, India, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Pakistan, and Kazakhstan, each use their own currency, although many of the former Soviet republics continue to see some business in their countries done in Russian rubles. We are, you know, I have talked in the past about the coming New World Order monetary system, control system. The New World Order control system that's coming with Antichrist is a three-part system. It's not a sole system of just digital dollars. It's not just digital currency. It is a three-part system. It is a military system, an economic system, and a religious system. So we focus on just the economic aspect of it. But no, we need to realize this coming global order has three legs: economic, military, and religious. You cannot separate the three. They all will work together to hold up the coming satanic New World Order. And I had mentioned that in the Western nations, this will pretty much be the case. But the Eastern country, China, with China's Asian sisters, and probably, let's go Central Asia south into, down into even Africa and east, they will probably work out a system with China. Could this be it? I say this is it. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll be back.
Hey, my name's Jiraiya with Performance Restoration Dent Repair. We're a family-run business located in downtown Longmont. We specialize in hail repair, door dings, creases, large dent repair, and ceramic coatings. If you're interested, give us a call at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com. Again, call us at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy or find My Kind CBD products, just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial location. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
You want to try something different for your students? Come join me at Civica Career and Collegiate Academy in Milliken. We're a tuition-free charter school enrolling for next year for grades 6 through 10. We have a firm foundation. We stand for the pledge. Our students are in uniforms. We stick to core curriculum, and we'll get them ready for the world. Enroll today at civicaco.org or call us at 970-614-5521 for a private tour.
Oh,
Okay. So, in the end of the world, there will be, I believe, the economic control system of the West, the New World Order, the globalist system, and there will be an alternate financial system in the East, in Asia. China has to have a financial system in place so that she can eventually have the way to come with her forces to Armageddon. And China is going to come with her Asian sisters. And I believe there will be a separate economy to the East, different than the economy and control system of the West. The big financial rulers of the world, the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, that have ruled the financial system in the world for almost 200 years, because of the decay of the petrodollar system and the rise of the Russian petrodollar system, the West has to go to something new to control the nations. Well, the nations are trying to break free and unentangle themselves from America's and the West's financial control. The nations are tired of America's hegemonic rule over their countries, over their economies, going into their nations and stripping them of their resources. They're tired of it, but they've never had a way to really break away from America's control, except here in the last 20 years. It began to shift with Vladimir Putin taking office on the first day of this century. And Vladimir Putin, this man is a monumental personality. He is. But he has mental sanity. He has steadiness of mind, soundness of mind. This man does have integrity. He does have strengths. And the Western world hates it. Donald Trump, I put Donald Trump also, monumental personality, but with the strengths also. Donald Trump didn't go along with the objectives of the New World Order. He did all that was possible to bring a working relationship with the nations of the Middle East. He went into Europe. He did something that no other president would dare to do. Began to make the NATO nations pay their fair share of military aid. No other president would do this. And people, you know, it's funny. You go to a restaurant 100 times, and every time everything is just perfect. You go one time and you continue to return to that restaurant. But you go in one day and you have a negative experience. Something is just not right. They have a new waitress that keeps botching it, or a waiter that botches it. And you have one negative experience. You throw out the other 100 positive experiences. That's the way we are as people. We forget quickly. And we remember, we forget the good and remember the negative. That's just the way we are. We forget what Donald Trump accomplished for this country in the 4 years that he was able to do things and move this country ahead of time. And he makes a mistake or two or three or does things that we're not pleased with, then we throw him under the train. Not under the bus. We throw him under the train. And this country, for the most part, most of the people that supported Trump in the past have thrown him under the train. Well, I've told you before, because he's in the Bible in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, he's one of seven kings, he's number seven, and he would only be in, his position of authority for a short space. And then he would be forced out. And it's exactly what has happened. But I tell you what, as I had stated also, I gave the analogy. The first presidents in that line of presidents of kings in Revelation chapter 11, verse 17. These first five kings, I should just tell you who they are, starting with Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, and then George Bush Jr. These, it says five are fallen. Well, they're completely out of the picture now politically, forever. One is, meaning Barack Obama was, and then the seventh came in, Donald Trump. And the eighth is of the six, and one of those previous six presidents or kings prior to Donald Trump, one of them is coming back to power. Well, the interpretation is the first five kings are out of the picture forever. The Bush dynasty is destroyed. The Clinton dynasty is destroyed by Donald Trump. Reagan is dead. George Sr. is dead. And Jimmy Carter is right on the verge of leaving this world. So there's only one person that can, according to that prophecy in Revelation, that can replace Donald Trump. Donald Trump is still the president. It was proven. 2,000 Mules, that documentary, has been proven that he did win the election. But according to Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, he would continue a short space. He would not get to finish his full term, his full time that is given to him by the Constitution. He would be shorted. His time would be cut short. And that has occurred. But legally still, Dinesh D'Souza's film proves that he won the election. The left and people don't want to hear it. It's okay. Biblically speaking, for the people, the religious people of this country that want to know the truth, Donald Trump is still president. But he's going to be replaced shortly by the sixth king, Barack Obama. I'm telling you ahead of time, this is something that people want to know. They want to know the facts about the news. They want to know the facts about everything. But more than that, they want to know the future. There's only one book in the world that is accurate, that has forecast perfectly what will happen through mankind's history, from the past to the future. It is the Holy Bible. No other book, not the Quran, not any other book written by man, not anything that Nostradamus wrote, nothing that any of these people in the occult have stated. The only accurate book in the world is the Holy Bible. It has never, all the prophecies about Christ himself were passed, came to pass perfectly, and the prophecies of the end of the world are coming to pass perfectly. There were seven kings in Revelation chapter 17. They began with Jimmy Carter, will end with this country, will have a Kenyan son once again as leader of this country. There was a prophecy in, I think it was 1913 or 1917, by a prophet in Kenya. And that prophet, now I've been trying to find out if it was a Christian prophet or a devil worshiper. But there was a prophecy by one of the prophets of Kenya. And Kenya, his prophecy was, a Kenyan son will become president of the United States of America. A Kenyan son will become president of the United States of America. You want to know the future? I'm telling you the future. Why is it important? because this way you can make decisions about your future, your present, right now, and your future. And I'm not asking you to believe me. The forecasts that are in the Bible, the prophecies are accurate. They will come to pass. The problem has always been with Christian teachers, men who study the Bible, like myself. The problem has always been with not the Bible. The Scripture forecasts perfectly. The problem has been interpretation. And many Christians have, you know, given their interpretations here and there. Well, inaccurate interpretation has been the problem, not the accurate forecasting of the Bible. The prophecies in Revelation chapter 17 verse 10, that is accurate forecasting. It has come to pass. Donald Trump has been the seventh king, and he had a short space. We're still in that short space. And the reason this is important, many that are listening, it doesn't make any sense to you. It's okay. At least you're going to know the thought. But to those that are believers, that are Christians, true religious, in the religious world of Christianity, that are truly followers of Christ, it's important that you know what I'm presenting, because now you can watch to see if what I'm presenting comes to pass. Inaccurate forecasting. Accurate forecasting, the Bible. Inaccurate interpretation. Now you, I'm on the spot. Now you can, you know, you can just examine my thoughts and what I present. Now I'm going to go ahead and continue here with America, the hegemonic ruler of the nations since World War I, basically World War II, definitely. The nations collectively cannot destroy this country. Economically, the only one that will destroy this country, God says he's going to destroy it, but he's going to use an individual to destroy it. He will use Barack Obama to destroy it at the end of the Barack Obama's final days as the coming king of this nation. Again, we're going to see if my forecasting is inaccurate. My interpretation is inaccurate. We'll see. The decisions we all make presently, it's like with a surgeon. A surgeon, they have procedures, and they don't move from those procedures unless they have some kind of an emergency. They stay with procedures. And in your lives, you are going to have to make decisions on your finances, decisions you make, whether to buy or sell homes, where you're going to live, how you're going to go from this point into the future. And to do that, I will just tell you, if you have God's help, you are going to be successful. Without God's help, you may have some success, but you can have a greater percentage of success with God helping you. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. We'll be back for the next segment in a few minutes.
You are listening to KHNC, The Roar of the Rockies.
This is Crystal with Cruise Planners. We're a full-service travel agency located in Johnstown, Colorado. Give us a call at 970-578-9779 or visit our website at milehighcruiseplanners.com to start planning your next vacation today. By land, air, sea, We get you there, and all you do is go enjoy. Again, that number is 970-578-9779.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Yadira Caraveo is a dangerous Marxist who will always side with Joe Biden over America. I'm Walla County Commissioner Lori Sain, and I'm running for Congress to stop Caraveo and the Marxist-Biden agenda. I served 8 years as the most conservative member of the Colorado House, taking on Polis and Hickenlooper before him. The liberal media, pro-abortion progressives, and weak, woke Republicans tried to defeat me, but I beat them every time. I'm a fearless advocate for freedom and our conservative values. Others may try and sound like me, but I'm the only one with a proven record of fighting for freedom. That's why I got 73% at the Republican Party nominating caucus. I'm Lori Sain, Republican for Congress, and I approve this message and ask for your vote for Congress so I can stop Biden's radical socialist agenda before it's too late. Paid for by Lori for Freedom.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Thank you, Pureblood Mike, for sponsoring Alex Jones, The Present Truth, and Fake News Friday, Hour 2. I'm pure-blooded, I'm pure-blooded. You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pureblood Mike.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Last on the ground, you in midair, send in the clouds. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around. Can't move. Where are the clouds? Send in the clouds. Just when I stopped opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours, making my entrance again with my usual
friend. Send in the clowns. Very prophetic. Who knew at the end of the world that the people that would rule the world would be clowns? At the end of the world, another thing that the Bible says will happen is the nations of the world will be ruled by empire. A nation, very powerful, economically, militarily, will own space, will control the atmosphere, control the waters of the oceans. Everything that's under the oceans will control technospace, control communications. Everything will be the lead nation. And the other nations of the world, because of the control of empire, will at the same time internationally attempt to make a break from the rule of empire. This is what we are witnessing today. Russia, and with the nations in Russia, surrounding Russia, the old Russian Soviet Empire, the nations of the Middle East, China, the African nations, they want to be free of America's control, how America has used the UN and the World Financial Organization, the World Bank, the IMF, the Bank of International Settlements, all these big agencies to control their nations, to keep their nations poor, to rob them of their resources. At the end of the world, the thought in the Bible is that they will all together, in a sense, a collective, not the European nations. The European nations, they are so dependent on American dollars, they can't. France, Italy, Germany, England, they can't break free. They don't want to break free. The other nations want freedom, and they will attempt to be free. And to a degree, they may have some success, but they will pay the price. Because this coming person that's going to lead this nation in the future is going to, those that will not go along, the nations that will not go along with empire's wishes, plans, will be punished severely through the might of America's technocracy. And the main tool that will be used on the nations, yes, bullets, bombs, tanks, things of this nature, but the number one weapon that the Bible says at the end of the world, empire will use, the number one weapon, these, all these satellites that surround the earth in geosynchronized orbit, stationary orbit, or that are in set in motion, this will be the tool used, as well as the radio waves, not just to listen to what's happening, but will be actually used, and we already know the weapon will be used to destroy the systems in an individual. I remember, I think I told this story, they were using a certain frequency. They took a bunch of, I think, 20, I don't remember, I think it was about 20 hardened Marines, young, strong, top shape, top. Took them to an island and hit them with a machine, hit them with this frequency. They fell to the ground. They knew what was happening to them. The other personnel came and stripped them. They could not hold anything. They couldn't do anything but lay on the ground and flop like a fish out of water. They soiled themselves. They had no control over bodily functions. They couldn't swallow a frequency. Well, this is what this tool at the end of the world that will be used by this coming he's not a dictator. He is an unhuman animal, what he will use on mankind. And part of the what I just explained to you, I will present it this way. Whether America's weather warfare program and the nations that will not go along with the United States, they will use these satellites, and they will not allow rain to fall on their crops, or they will flood them out. They will use earthquakes. They have the way to trigger earthquakes. They will use hurricanes or tsunamis. They will hit the oceans with these waves, like taking a paddle in a small swimming pool and pressing it on the surface of the water, creating waves, man-made, or they will cause the slip of the plates to cause tsunamis. In the West, we call them hurricanes. In Asia, they call them, I forgot the name for what they call a hurricane in Asia. That starts with a T. They'll use that. They will use weather warfare. They have perfected it. They have the technology. And this is how the world, the nations, it will not go along with plans of empire. This is how they're going to be destroyed. Famine, more diseases. Some people feel the diseases that are coming are going to be more through the sense of radioactive waves and frequencies than so much as parasites and bacteria, viruses, things of that nature. We're moving into that world. In my view, my observation, my studies, my position is we are in roughly the last decade prior to Christ's return. And monthly, you're going to see things change. Through the seasons, things will change dramatically. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcast. Be right back.
Do you own or run a small business and listen to 1360KHNC? Do your customers have the same beliefs and ideas that you do? Then you should advertise with 1360KHNC. Call 970-587-5003. Don't be unintelligent. Advertise with 1360KHNC at
970-587-5003. Do you have a 401k sitting with a previous employer or various IRAs and don't know what to do with them? Look no further. My name is Joey DeQuint, and I work with Northwestern Mutual. I take the time to educate you on all your options, making sure you pay the lowest fees possible while taking advantage of any and all tax options as well. It can be very frustrating not knowing how your money is working for you or what your money is even being invested in. Together, we will develop a philosophy for how your money will work for you with complete transparency. On top of that, I will be constantly rebalancing your portfolio every quarter, making sure we are always properly diversified in the market. I take pride in making sure my clients are always taken care of. Again, I'm Joey DeQuint, and you can reach me at my cell phone number, 602-909-9048. Again, my number is 602-909-9048, and I'm always a call or text away.
The PE Gun Show, June 11th and 12th, is at the Boulder County Fairgrounds at 9595 Nelson Road, Longmont, Colorado. This show features two firearm drawings, a 12 GA tactical shotgun on Saturday, and a 12 GA over and under on Sunday. With CCW classes, great food, and hundreds of tables to shop at, it's a great way to spend the day. For info, see PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
How would you like some free advertising?
Free! 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 Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003, and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
Okay, now I know you're thinking to yourself, is this heaven or is this hell? Well, that's something you're going to have to decide. But I can present to you, but I can't make you accept nor believe anything I'm presenting, but at least I'm going to present it to you. Now, I began the program, you know, Iran, China, India, Russia, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Pakistan, all these stands, they're trying to break free from America's economic control. Now, out of the international article, botched summit of Americas. America's to have a summit here with the nations of South America. U.S. hegemony no longer accepted in Latin America. Brazilian scholar states. This was about a week ago. So far, the ninth summit of Americas to be held in Los Angeles in early June, this is starting this week, is threatening to end up in President Joe Biden's humiliation after Washington excluded Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua from the upcoming event. Mexican President Lopez Obrador has increased the risk of embarrassing Biden, who will be the host of the meeting in L.A., as he has already announced that his country will not participate in the summit with the absence of Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. The South American brothers, they want to all be at the table, not just some of them, says Gustavo Guerrero, executive editor of the journal World Tensions, and is a member of the Brazilian Center for Solidarity with Peoples and Struggles for Peace. He states, the likely boycott of the summit denotes the collapse of U.S. hegemony over Latin America. But after it became clear that the leftist states Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua would not be included, again, Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador signaled that he would skip the summit. Bolivian President Luis Arce followed in Obrador's footsteps, saying he may also boycott the event if the heads of Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua were not invited. Honduran President Xiomara Castro de Zelaya stated on Twitter that if not all nations are present, it's not a summit of the Americas. For his part, Argentinian President Alberto Fernandez said he would participate in the meeting, but cited deep concerns about excluding nations. So, Giamatti stated that he would not participate in the American summit after the U.S. criticized the appointment of his Guatemalan Attorney General, Consuelo Porras, for another 4 years. He says that this is yet another case of the United States' interference in the international affairs of another country. Excuse me, President Giamatti said that although his country is small, his sovereignty must be respected. Then to complicate matters even further, it's not clear whether Jair Bolsonaro, the Brazilian president, will go to the city of Los Angeles or the city of angels, fallen angels, to participate in the upcoming event. So what we're seeing, we're witnessing, we're viewing, we're watching the nations of the world in the Central Asia, the Far East, in the South America, they are in protest against empire. Then, so Iran, they're wanting to break away. They're going to, eventually. Now, last week also on Thursday, I didn't get to cover this. Presently, there is, and this is out of RTNews.com, there is currently no contact between Russia and the United States, the Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov stated on Thursday. The presidents of the two countries, Vladimir Putin and the imposter Joe Biden, last spoke on February 12th, 2 weeks before the launch of Moscow's offensive. Since the Russia, since then, Russia has become the most sanctioned country in the world due to an array of restrictions imposed by U.S. and its allies. Peskov says also, we can say that now, that no, not now. Now all contacts are virtually absent. Virtually absent. In other words, the United States is not going to bend. Empire will not bend. It's in the Bible. America will stand like an oak branch. Then also, there was out of Russian news today, last Wednesday, finally, the United States Cyber Command specialists that were deployed to Ukraine, they were conducting offensive operations against Russia, and its commander of the NSA, Director Paul Nelson, he stated, yes, we are, and we did send specialists to eavesdrop for Ukraine on Russia. You're not going to mess with Empire. Rick Rodriguez, we're going to finish out in just a few minutes. 1360KHNC.com for podcast. Present truth.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here are some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs. Or racist cows. Climate coaches. Or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
Yadira Caraveo is a dangerous Marxist who will always side with Joe Biden over America. I'm Walla County Commissioner Lori Sane, and I'm running for Congress to stop Caraveo and the Marxist-Biden agenda. I served 8 years as the most conservative member of the Colorado House, taking on Polis and Hickenlooper before him. The liberal media, pro-abortion progressives, and weak, woke Republicans tried to defeat me, but I beat them every time. I'm a fearless advocate for freedom and our conservative values. Others may try and sound like me, but I'm the only one with a proven record of fighting for freedom. That's why I got 73% at the Republican Party nominating caucus. I'm Lori Sane, Republican for Congress, and I approve this message and ask for your vote for Congress so I can stop Biden's radical socialist agenda before it's too late. Paid for by Lori for Freedom.
Hello, this is Daniel from A&D Design. We stopped by today to let you know that we have kitchen and bathroom cabinets. These are soft-close, full-overlay cabinets with full-extension rails made of plywood. You can contact us at 303-968-6678, and Cyrus has our website.
You can find more information on our website at andcabinetdesign.com. That's andcabinetdesign.com.
And again, just call me, 303-968-6678.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we
I'll end with just a couple of more articles here. This is out of international news also. There's a, you know, Janet what's her name? Oh my gosh, I have her name right here and I forgot it. Janet Yellen. In my opinion, she's just a shape-shifting witch. And she said last week that the White House fears that the confiscation of Russian assets could damage America's reputation. The New York Times reported on Tuesday. According to the newspaper sources, officials in President Biden's administration believed that the seizures of assets would be illegal, of course, and could discourage other countries from relying on the United States and the dollar that as a safe haven for investment. Well, for sure. So the old shape-shifting witch, she said that she's stating that these assets holding them and using them to rebuild Ukraine was a central topic of a meeting of top economic officials from the G7 nations 2 weeks ago. It's going to hurt our reputation. I tell you what, right now, this country does not care about its reputation. Reputation, these people that are ruling this nation don't care about the reputation of the United States of America. We got the big stick, and we're using it. Now, I'm going to finish out with this article. Again, the nations are backing away, finding ways to escape hegemonic control of empire. This was out of Tehran hands over to Moscow a draft agreement on strategic cooperation for 20 years. The Iranian side has handed over to Moscow a draft agreement on a strategic cooperation for a 20-year period. Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi said on Wednesday, following talks with Vladimir Putin in Moscow, he quotes, "We handed over to our Russian colleagues a document on strategic cooperation between our countries and which can determine prospects for at least 20 years. Now, the reason this is important, I've talked to you about this in the past, for the religious community, if you understand what I'm saying, Russia, in her prophecies, will come with Iran to invade the nation of Israel, along with Turkey and the other nations, a group of other nations in Central Asia. This is another sign we are near the prophecies of Russia being fulfilled. Russia's destruction is going to be on the mountains of Israel, not in Ukraine. Just last week, a draft agreement, strategic cooperation for 20 years. Raisi also noted the very good experience of cooperation between Iran and Russia in Syria in combating terrorism. This experience can create the prerequisites for the expansion and exploitation in other fields. In the present circumstances, it is possible to develop cooperation in the field of economy, politics, culture, science, technology, defense, and military spheres, as well as security and space issues, the Iranian president pointed out. We are in the last decade. We are going to see when a prophecy is about to occur, pay attention to it. Russia's war with Iran and Israel is just years away. We'll wait and see. Rick Rodriguez, see you tomorrow. The Present Truth, 1360KHC.com for podcasts.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
The P.E. Gun Show, June 11th and 12th, is at the Boulder County Fairgrounds at 9595 Nelson Road, Longmont, Colorado. This show features two firearm drawings, a 12 GA tactical shotgun on Saturday, and a 12 GA over and under on Sunday. With CCW classes, great food, and hundreds of tables to shop at, it's a great way to spend the day. For info, see peshows.com. That's peshows.com. See you at the show.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Green.